Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Micah. Hey, Micah, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And do you know what would make today's story 10 times more fun? Yeah, sharing it with a friend. So right now, think of two friends that you can text this episode to, and then you guys can listen to it together. Are you guys ready for an amazing story about two earthworms? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful day underground as Micah and Mackenzie, the two earthworms, were wanting to play a game. Hey Micah, what do you want to do? Well, want to play hide and seek?
I love hide and seek, said Mackenzie.
All right, well, one, two, three, not it, said Micah as loud and fast as he can.
Oh, you got me again, said Mackenzie.
All right, I'll start counting. You go hide. One, two. As Micah crawled off through the tunnels, he had to find a good spot. You see, they lived underground. Well, they spent a lot of time underground. Sometimes they would come up. But most of the day, they were crawling through the tunnels underneath in the dirt. Yeah, that's what earthworms, they love to spend all their time in the nice, moist dirt and crawl around. They like it nice and dark. Well, as Mackenzie was looking for a great place to hide, she wanted to try some new tunnels. You see, underground, there's just like hundreds and hundreds of tunnels, some made by worms, some made by moles and voles, and some made by other creatures. There's just a big tangly mess of all the different tunnels and highways that they can take while underground, and Mackenzie wanted to pick a new one. She knew she was running out of time. Micah was almost going to get to 10. This one. No one's been in this tunnel for forever. It's even got like cobwebs and, it's kind of pokey in there. Yeah, no one's ever been in here for a very long time. She was right. That tunnel was a magical tunnel that no one had been in for a very, very long time for a very big reason. 8, 9, 10, ready or not, here I come, shouted Micah. As he started slithering around, he was looking for the slime trail to follow. Yeah, that's the way when worms are slithering around in the dirt, they usually leave a trail of slime behind, and it's a easy giveaway if you're playing hide and seek. So if you're ever playing hide and seek with an earthworm, just look for their slime trail. Well, Mackenzie had done a very good job in hiding her slime trail. Micah couldn't find it anywhere.
Holy smokes, where did she go?
Mackenzie, I'm gonna find you, he shouted. He was hoping that would maybe make her make a sound that he was listening for, but
it was completely quiet.
Micah was running out of options. He'd gone down all the normal trails and tunnels that they usually went in.
He's never gonna find me in here,
said Mackenzie as she giggled to herself. She had crawled all the way back down this tunnel that no one had been in a very long time. What's this over here? She said. You see, at the back, she thought it was the end of the tunnel, but it was actually like a door or something. And she pushed it open, and then, wow! She couldn't believe her eyes. It was so sparkly. It looked like there had been an explosion of glitter everywhere.
Wow, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
As Mackenzie slid into the room, the glitter started to stick to her side.
Wow, I love it. It's making me sparkly too. And wait, I feel kind of funny. What's happening? Whoa! And just then, Mackenzie started to grow like super, super big. Whoa! Mackenzie was shouting as she popped up out of the ground from the soil. She had gotten so ginormously big. Back over where Micah was, he thought it was an earthquake. Ah! He was shouting for his life. Mackenzie, are you okay? Micah shouted as he looked up, and the whole dirt had been moved, so he was now not underground. He was looking at the sky. And Mackenzie, is that you? Shouted tiny little Micah the worm as he was staring at this ginormous worm monster that looked like Mackenzie. Micah, is that you down there? How did you get so small? Mackenzie shouted. Micah said, no, Mackenzie. You got really big. You're as big as a tree. Look. As Mackenzie then looked up, she realized that she was eye level with the tops of the trees. Holy smokes, have you ever seen a worm that big before? Me definitely not. Definitely, definitely not. Mackenzie, how did this happen? What did you do? Shouted Micah. Mackenzie then looked back down at Micah. She said, well, I went down this old tunnel that was full of sparkly stuff, and then I touched it. Wait a second, Mackenzie. You didn't go down the forbidden tunnel, did you? Shouted Micah. What's the forbidden tunnel? Said Mackenzie. The forbidden tunnel is... it's forbidden. You're not supposed to go down there. I've always heard that there was like magic down that tunnel that was uncontrollable, and... It turns out it's true. As Mackenzie turned around, she realized that there was a whole bunch of animals standing and staring at her right then. There were deer and horses and pigs and one very large cow. Hi, said Mackenzie. And as she opened her mouth and said hello, all the creatures ran off in terror. They had never seen a worm that big before. Oh no, my life is over, said Mackenzie. Everyone's going to be afraid of me because I'm now a giant monster. Mackenzie, it's okay, said Micah. I'm always going to be your friend. I'm never going to leave your side. Me and you, we will face the world together, shouted Micah. Okay, well, thanks for always being my great best friend, and I couldn't do this without you. And that is the day that Micah and Mackenzie started this new journey. Mackenzie was now the world's largest worm, and Micah was her best friend. So they were able to work together and have many more adventures ahead. Holy smokes, what would you do if you saw a giant worm like how big Mackenzie is?
That would be very strange.
I think I would scream and run for my life, thinking it was like an alien monster worm. Well, I know this is the end of the story, but just the beginning of Mackenzie's new adventure. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to say hey to Evan and Annabelle from Virginia, Olive and Petra from Wisconsin, Nicole from Bulgaria, Sawyer and Wyatt from Ontario, Abigail from Israel, Max and Matthew from California, and Cora from Boston. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. And I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.